Because we have always listened to English music, and yeah, this is the way we feel the thing.
Okay.
I think it's a question of a sound. English language sound better on the music we play. So
he always said you can say a thousand cents with one word in English. And in French it's one cent and a thousand words.
It's fun. It's fun. It's
a good exercise.
It's a good exercise for us, and I think it's important to try to communicate in an English. Yeah, I think we all kind of love it, but sometimes it could be complicated, like now.
Because that's the music I grew up listening to. Yeah, I mean, my uncles sang in English in the 60s. It doesn't mean they don't appreciate their language or speak their language or are proud of their culture. It's just, we're very free that way. We just sing whatever is musically appropriate, and yeah, so I like to mix languages, yeah.
I mean, for me it's the easiest language to use when writing lyrics. Way back I wrote a lot of songs in Swedish, but never suited me really. It's more difficult than that other. When I started writing in English, things got much more easy to be able to write stuff. And nowadays, since a few years, it's very easy for me to write music, and that's important to me, to make it easy and fun to.
Well, I think it has to do with the music, really. English allows me to sing the way I want to sing. That's what I hear. That's the sound that I have in my head, and really it allows my singing to take the shapes that I love, and I can sing in English the way I love to sing, with a full voice and everything. And that's more difficult in French. Still, I'm trying to write in French right now. So, because people ask me so much.
Sorry about the cliche.
And it's okay, but I understand the question. It's a very legitimate. So yes, but I'm trying to write in French right now.
It's not just to break into the American market or anything like that?
Not at all. I don't think it's a very good strategy. Writing in English and singing in English in a market which is so full already, you're better off going with your baguette and your beret and singing in French to have a stand a little bit of chance. But so, no.
And I'm now speaking with Louison and Hélène, who have a very unusual stand here just near the toilets. Louison, perhaps you could explain what you're doing and what you're selling here.
Yes, we are selling Go Girl and pee style. It's for women, so they can pee like men. It's very useful for them when they are on a festival, when they are walking, or when they are travel, doing sports. They just have to use this to pee like a man.
Is it a good thing to pee like a man?
Ah, yes, very nice.
Useful.
It's useful.
Yes. For example, when you're on a ride and you have to use a public toilet, and sometimes it's very dirty, so you just have to stand up like a man. And
so the whole process is a lot easier.
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of response are you having here in the festival? How many people are coming to buy your product?
A lot of women. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. They are very curious. At first, they're very afraid because they say that they can't pee up when they're stand up. So we explain them that it's very afraid, but you just have to practice. And for example, for me, I use it for the first time yesterday, and for the first time it works. You just have to use it. Good, and it will work for the first time. So for the use, you just have to take it. The larger side, you have to put it on near your ass, and then you pee, and it's okay. You just pee like a man. There's a side with larger, and there's a side with more thin. I don't know how to say it.
Narrow, yeah.
Yeah. If you use it good, like we explain it, it will work for the first time.
And you can use it many times.
Many times, yeah. And that's the good thing for on the festival. You can use it every time you want to pee. So there's P style and Google.
This one's called
P style.
P style.
P, just a P, like the letter, and style. And this is Google. So the difference is that P style, you don't have to put your jean, you don't have to take it off. You just have to, your underwear, you put it on the side, and you pee. And this one, the Google, you have to put down your jeans and you have to pee. But we tell the woman who wants to buy it to take the pee style because it's way more easier to use. The Google is more difficult to put for the first time. But when they have done it many times, they can use the Google. But for beginners, we prefer them to use the pee style.
How much do they sell for?
So the pee style is 8 euros and the Google is 10 euros.
And you have a lot of customers, I see.
Yes, customers. Many customers, yeah. Many women who are very curious to see what's the product.
I imagine, and there's a curious man there as well.
Yes, there's a lot of men who wants to buy the product for their wife or their daughters. So it's very, very, it's very, very cool. There's a lot of people and I think it's the new revolutionary.
And it's a great idea for a festival.
Yes.
And for
everyday life. Yes.
Louisa, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.